And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. The Trump administration continues to draw clear lines on immigration. Now, Small Business Administration is banning all non-citizens from receiving SBA-backed loans. The administrator, Kelly Loeffler, announced the expansion, noting that with lending authority capped by Congress and record demand for capital, American taxpayers' money should go to, novel concept here, Americans. The policy builds on last month's restriction blocking foreign nationals from core loan programs. Meanwhile, in Nashville, a Colombian-born reporter covering ICE operations was herself detained by ICE because she overstayed her tourist visa by 5 years. Her attorneys cry First Amendment retaliation, but the government points to the overstayed visa, missed immigration appointments, and conveniently timed marriage to an American right before her court summons. Her attorneys blamed scheduling errors for the missed appointments. The government disagrees. Either way, a reporter who covers immigration enforcement turns out to need immigration enforcement is a headline that writes itself. The global pushback against gender ideology scored several wins this week. South Dakota Supreme Court unanimously ruled that transgender individuals cannot change the sex or name on their birth certificates, affirming that these documents exist to record biological facts, not your feelings. Over at the United Nations, the Commission on the Status of Women produced a document so infected by gender ideology that it couldn't even define what a woman is. The U.S. was the only nation out of 36 to vote against it. HHS Director of Global Affairs Bethany Cosmas said the American delegation offered common sense amendments, including one that simply defined men and women. But the commission bundled all amendments together to ensure they'd fail. Cosma called it a deliberate attempt to isolate America. Pixar, meanwhile, is finally admitting what parents already knew. Chief Creative Officer Pete Docter explained why the studio killed a gay storyline in Elio, admitting parents weren't ready for those conversations in children's films. Docter said, "We're making a movie, not hundreds of millions of dollars of therapy." The admission came after the movie flopped, while the LGBT-free Hoppers became Pixar's first big hit of the year. Activists blamed the edits for Elio's failure, but the more likely culprit was leaked reports of queer-coded content, air quote, not mine. Across the Atlantic, a U.S. State Department official suggested Britons might soon be justified seeking asylum in America over their country's free speech crisis. It sounds extreme until you see the numbers. Over 12,000 arrests in 2023 alone for social media posts deemed grossly offensive. That's roughly 33 per day in a country where shoplifting is practically legal. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. And if you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things can be done at FortisInstitute.org. Also, don't forget, you can subscribe to this here Fortis Newscast on your favorite podcast app so you can get these updates sent directly to you every single day. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.